she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way. sister mama. So Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me, shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a last night. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Wherever you're at on this Sunday morning, the day that God has made for our mothers, to recognize our mothers. And it is a day that is so well needed. It is a day that so much need to be honored. Because as Shirley Caesar say, we remember mama in a good way, in a happy way. And we cannot forget. If it wasn't for God on our side, choosing our mother, where would we be? Where would we be on today? It doesn't matter where you're at in the world right now. We have to remember mother. We have to give patronage to our mothers. And we have to know that God loves us so much that he chose us to be here on this day. So we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We have a mind full of love this morning, a heart full of gratefulness as we give God thanksgiving, as we give him praise, as we honor our beautiful mothers on today. I promise you today will be a special day for all our listeners as it is coming with everybody that's coming. They're coming with a pure and genuine heart, and I just cannot wait to hear our golden ADM golden girls come on this morning. I'm sorry, golden angels. Do not let me get that mixed up. Golden angels to come on and present, give us a presentation for Mother's Day this morning. So everybody, buckle your seatbelts, open your minds and your heart, and just patiently wait and hear what God has for you to hear today, and know that he is mighty, he is worthy, and he loves us unconditionally. And we too should be in that same mindset to love him back the exact same way. We are going to continue, and we'll allow we will allow our announcements to come on this morning, and our welcoming to come on this morning. So, Mother Helen, we are ready for you to do what you do.
Good morning, everyone. Such a special day. And on behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome our international listeners, local listeners, United States of America. We just welcome you on this special day. And I would like to just wish each and every woman under the sound of my voice a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. Whether you're a birth mother, adopted mother, it doesn't matter. Even if you give sound advice to young ladies to direct them on their path, that is called a mothering spirit. So that is a mother. So we just ask you to sit back and hope that you enjoy what is going to be presented to you today. God bless you, Shanita.
God bless you too, Mother, and thank you for that beautiful welcoming and just breaking it down, just a little breakdown of what a mother is. And I'm just so grateful and thankful and proud that God chose me to be a mother, and I'm grateful and
out that some of the people that are in my life, I can sit and see an example of what a mother is supposed to be. Doesn't matter if you're older than me. Doesn't matter if you're younger than me. One thing about God, he loves us, and he, if you ask, he will put the display before you. And I'm saying this to everybody. Everybody under the sound of my voice has had someone in their life that is a mother figure, someone that's still there today to nurture you, to guide you, to lead you, and to even give you the rod of correction, because that's who God is. God is a disciplinarian. His love comes with discipline, and we're just so thankful for him on today. We cannot forget to give God the praise, give him the honor, because he is our first love, and he is the God that pours into our mothers, whether they're our spiritual mothers, our biological mothers, our mothers that birthed the dream, whatever it is, God has poured into them, because he is a comforter. He will deliver us in the time of distress, and we all know the story. That's what our mothers do for us. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Will you please bring us in to prayer on this special Mother's Day?
Good morning, Evangelist. And yes, good morning, Saints. Thank you once again for tuning in to us. And we'd like to thank you again and thank all the mothers on this joyous day. Happy Mother's Day once again to all the ADL mothers and all the mothers across the land. We thank you so much. We thank you for all the work and things that you've done for us in our life, and that you continue to store and put into us, and all the hard work. It is not unforeseen. Please believe that, and it's duly noted. We love you guys so much. But today, oh God, we thank you, God, for this humbling day, God, this beautiful day, oh God. We thank you, God. And we thank you, God, for bringing us all together, oh God, to celebrate the mothers, oh God, like never before, oh God. But first, God, let us thank you, God, and give you the thanks, God, that you truly deserve, oh God, the true love that you truly deserve, oh God. We thank you, God, for the knowledge and the gifts of God that you've poured in us, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the strength, God, the vitality, God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in us right now, God, around us, oh God, for us, oh God, through us, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things, oh God. May you continue, God, to do these things in us, oh God. May we continue, God, to push past the mark, oh God, and do the things that you have us to do, oh God. It's true that you are God that's doing these things, oh God. Let us not forget that, God, you are doing these things, oh God. Let us continue, God, to stay outside of ourselves, oh God, and continue to stay in the pocket, God, and do the things you have us to do, oh God. May we, God, we woo Jesus Christ, yes, Lord. We thank you, God, for doing the things you're doing, oh God, the blessings that you're bringing and the manifestations and the prosperity that you're bringing into play right now, oh God. We thank you, God, and we will continue, God, to love you, God, and stay in the pocket, God, with you, oh God, and commune and fellowship with you, oh God. You are doing a dozen of tasks, oh God, right now, oh God. Let us know, God, that you set upon a time and place right now, God, and you are here. You got us here right now for a reason, God. It's a purpose, God, to gain the fellowship and love and the knowledge of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. And once again, oh God, we thank you for the mothers, oh God, that do the things and the dust of the task that we have to do, oh God, that they do every day, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God. For surely, God, some of us would never made it without the prayers of our mothers and our grandmothers and our aunties and our sisters and our cousins and our big cousins and all these three women, oh God. We thank you for the spiritual mothers. We thank you for the life coaches that we have. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for them, oh God. Continue to lift them up, oh God. And a special praise to the First Lady of ADM, oh God. Because she's truly the mothers of nations. She truly, God, continues to start pouring her. Lift her up, God. Give her vital strength, oh God. Because truly, God, she does the things that you say that's in the Bible, oh God. She's the mothers of all nations. Forgive me, God. Thank you, God, for loving you, God. Forgive me, God, for having a post spirit once before, oh God. And not loving you and having a spirit to know that what a true woman of God is supposed to be and supposed to be, oh God. And I thank you, God, for bringing me into the knowledge and to the wisdom and to the vision to see what it is to be a true woman, to see true women of God doing the things that you have them to do, that they're doing right now, and they are working and edifying your church, God. It's truly a blessing to be around these women. I thank you, God, for Mother OG. I thank you, God, for the entire motherboard. We thank you, God, for them. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you for Mother Bernice, Mother Weaver, all the mothers of ABDL, Mother Sister W, all you guys, Sister Dishon. We love you, Jesus Christ. It's in your name, oh God, of all the things that they're doing right now, your God. And if I left anybody out, God, charge to my mind and not my heart. It's in you, God, that we praise you every day, oh God. We love you, God. Continue, God, to do what you're doing in us, oh God, so we can continue to do the things you have us to do. It's in your name, oh God, we love you forevermore. It's in Jesus' name we pray. From here to the mountaintop, from the mountaintop to the heaven. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the highest praise, Lord Jesus, as we stand before you this morning, Father, with a grateful heart, Father, and a humbled mind, Father. We just thank you. And as we, without further ado, we're going to bring Mother OG and the Golden Angels on as we sit back and we enjoy their presentation, knowing that it is strictly from the Holy Spirit. So everybody, as Mother OG says, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, sit back, relax, enjoy, and enjoy what God has for us on this beautiful Sunday morning. Turning it over to you, Mother OG, Mother Helen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Janita. This is such a special day for most people. And when I was growing up, you could always tell who had a living mother. They would always have a red rose on, and the ones that had deceased mothers had the white roses on. But however you celebrate Mother's Day, whoever has been a mother figure in your life, it's such a wonderful thing. Just to give you a little bit of history of how Mother Day got started, a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis started a campaign in 1905, the year her mother died. She celebrated her mother on that day, and they took it to Congress, and they decided that they would make every second Sunday in May that we would celebrate mothers. So we want to say, what is a mother? Mother is a giver of life, a protector, guardians, cheerleaders, servant, chauffeur, cook, whatever we do. She's the children's biggest cheerleader. It doesn't matter if you're an adopted parent, foster parent, even if you're a mother of the church, as we are Golden Angels, because we are in our golden ears. And we know that angels are servants of God. And we is the Golden Angels / mothers. We are the pray for our church family, our pastor, our lady elect. Whatever God, however he directs us, that is what we to do, because we are servants of God. And if we talk about mothers out of the Bible, we talked about Mary, who was the greatest mother of all, who birthed Jesus. And we talk about Eve, the mother of all living. Sarah, the mother who waited. Hagar, the mother who endured. That tops it all off for all of our mothers. We go through many things, many trials and tribulations. A mother's work is never done. It's always something. Even when your children are grown, we always need to keep them covered in prayer. Because when we had children, it didn't come with no directions. Mm-hmm. Some of us may have made mistakes, but yet we had the older mothers of the church who guided us, reprimanded us, and told us how to be good mothers, how to endure, how to never give up on your children no matter what. If you watch the news sometime, you will see these kids that have been murderers, they have robbed, but the mother will always stand up and say, well, he was a good boy. He didn't bother nobody. He loved everybody. That's a mother's heart. Of course, we will judge, but to be a mother, adopted mother, we got nieces, aunts, who have had to take on the role of being someone's mother. You have the mothers of the church that's able to give guidance to the children, grown-ups, and most of all, keep everybody covered in prayer. I just can't say enough about all that a mother is. A mother goes to the extreme. She's never rest, even in her sleep. She's laid down and she's planning and mapping out how she can encourage her children, how she can be the cheerleader, teach them how to be nice ladies, good mothers, to the best of our ability. I had one of the best mothers in the world. I used to hear my mother walk through and pray when I was coming in and out of the house, out of the streets, just be honest, and I would hear her say, "Lord, don't take me until you save my child." It took her to be 106 years old before I fully put both feet on the right side. And the last word she said, "I can go home in peace now because you're in the arms of Jesus." So, mothers, pat your own self on the back. Give your own self a salute. You have done a great job. Even though you can lose your patience, you still love those children. You still cheer those children on. You still cook. You still clean. You still wash. Children in our mother's eyesight never grow up. Even adopted parents, I take my hat off to the mothers who took the time out to adopt children, to take foster children in. That is saying something, that you can love somebody else's child like it was your own. So I say to mothers, happy Mother's Day. And this time I'm going to bring each mother on to come on in their own way. And I want them to press one. And first we're going to have Mother Jackson to come and do what she do best. If she want to give a prayer or whatever, however God leads her, Mother Jackson.
Good morning to each and every one. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this day, God. I thank you for the women that you have put before us and the women of the nation, God. I pray that you strengthen them this day like never before, even the one that their mother said, God, let them be at peace, God, and being encouraged. We thank you this morning. Father God, I thank you this day just to be alive, to see another Mother's Day, and to see smiles in other mothers, which minds have passed on, but yet and still she lives in my heart. And I just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord. My name is Beverly Jackson, and I am one of the golden angels at ADM. And first of all, I'd like to give Rich First Lady Lakeisha Spencer a happy Mother's Day. And to each and every mother, I salute them. And so now, with all my love, knowing that I miss all of you, now we're turning back over to Mother Helen. Thank you.
God bless you, Mother Jackson, for those sincere words. And now we are asked Mother Barbara Weaver, a golden angel, Barbara Weaver, to come. Mother Weaver, are you there? Well, we'll come back to her. She might be having some technical problems. If Mother Bernice is on the line, we'll ask her to come forth. Mother Felisa Troutman? Did you, everybody press one?
Everyone press one, but I want everybody, if you, I think your phones are on mute. You got your phones on mute, so please, everyone that is on program, just go ahead and take your phones off of mute because you probably forget to turn them off. Okay, bet you, Mother, you can probably try to recall their names back out.
Mother Barbara Weaver?
Yes. I'm here. Hold up.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. I am a ADM Golden Angel, Mother Barbara Weaver, I want to wish our First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer, a very happy, blessed Mother's Day. And to all mothers, under the sound of my voice, a very special, happy Mother's Day. I love you all and miss you. God bless.
Oh, thank you, Mother Weaver. We do miss each other, but we have everybody in our prayers and in our heart. So at this time, Ms. Felicia Troutman or Mother Bernice is on. Would they come forth?
Good morning, everybody. I am a golden angel of ADM, Mother Bernice Goodson. First of all, I would like to wish Lakeisha Spencer, the queen of ADM, a happy Mother's Day, and let you know that you have been a very inspiration in my life. Also, Mother OG, all the mothers at ADM, everybody, because the mother job is never done. God knows I miss fellowship with y'all. I miss coming to church, but God knows best. I wish and I pray that we can fellowship again. God bless everyone, and y'all have a blessed Mother's Day.
God bless you. God bless you, yes. Sister Goodson. God bless you. If Mother Felicia Troutman is on, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am Mother Troutman, an ADM Golden Angel elect. I would like to wish First Lady Lakeisha Spencer a very happy Mother's Day, and I dedicate this little poem to her. Special days like this one are made happier by far by thinking of a special mother who's loved the way you are. Only the luckiest people have a mother as dear as you, and I hope you know how much your family thinks of you. And under the sound of my voice, I would like to wish all ADM mothers and all mothers nationwide a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your day.
God bless you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. We just want to thank all the mothers, you know, for their input, you know, and we miss each other. But we just thank God that we all came together for this. And before I turn it over back into Evangelist Shanita's hands, I'm just going to share a poem for all women, and this is us. And the title of the reading is, I'm on the journey now. I am part of the sisterhood of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. On the journey now. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finishing done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotion, produce, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first top, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, live in the prayer, and run with his power. My face is set, my gain is fast, my goal is heaven, and my road is narrow, my way rough, my companions few. My guide reliable, my mission clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitant in the presence of adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am no longer waiting to excel. I am on a journey now. I am, we are, a woman of God. We must go till he comes, give till he drops, witness to all we know, and work until he stops us. And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. I'm already seated in high places. I am. We are on the journey now. God bless everyone. And again, I say happy blessed Mother's Day to my First Lady. God bless you. And happy Mother's Day to you, Evangelist Shanita. Love you so much and miss you so much. Miss all of the mothers at ADM and hope we be together again soon. Thank you for being patient and listening to the Golden Angels of ADM. Until next time, God bless you and be encouraged. Back into your hands, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, and we thank the Golden Angels for coming and just pouring out their heart this morning to the First Lady, and just not the First Lady, all women. There were some beautiful points that was brought forth, and we are just so grateful that you all are still here to tell us Happy Mother's Day as we return it back to you. Happy Mother's Day to the Golden Angels, and we thank you for your fervent prayers. We thank you for just keeping us covered through difficult times, through good times, through all times. We are just so grateful for the work, the servitude that you bring in. And I'm just grateful and thankful that I am a part of today's service. COVID can't hold us down. I'm telling you right now, one thing y'all need to know about ADM, we may not be together one by one up in a sanctuary, but one thing, we are together spiritually. We are together in spirit, a structure, a wall that we refuse to allow anybody to tear down in the name of Jesus. Without further ado, I am going to open up the line for Miss Deshawn to say something, but prior to her saying something, I want to bring this because it has been in my spirit, and we will open up the lines as well for the Apostle and First Lady to come in as well and share their thoughts or whatever, because I know First Lady is just, this is a woman with a heart of gratitude. But not only that, I want to ask you all or give a statement prior to me going any further. Many people can give birth to a child. It's a matter of anatomy. But can you birth and care for, meaning mother, the vision God placed inside of you? When I met First Lady, and after being up under her, I know her in a trifold way. And I laugh because she is younger than me, but God gives her wisdom in areas that I may still need to have some growth in. He gives her guidance as well. But I want to say this, and I don't want to leave Sister Deshawn out, and that's why I'm leaving. I brought you in a little bit later, because meeting two sisters that has allowed a dream to be birthed. See, it's something when God impregnates you with something and you're in a place, hallelujah, where you allow that birthing to take place. It's not premature. It's not aborted. It goes through. And I told First Lady Spencer, I said, listen, you are the mother of all nations. And I told her that two times. Today is my third time saying it. And let me explain to you all why I said that. Miss Spencer allowed a vision to be birthed. And that vision has been going on now for 13 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. And in that vision, I want to tell you all this. Her lamp nor her fire never goes out. When you talk about the prodigal child, first of all, being in the social worker or the child welfare business is not an easy business. It's one of the hardest business that you can deal with. You have everybody and their mother with a microscope on you. But the beauty of it is what I have seen in these women, that they put self to the side. And those prodigal children that go out and do different things, when they come back, and we have to go into a staffing, or we have to go into a place and make a decision what we're going to do with them, I'm always told, I'm always led to follow what my heart is telling me. And my heart is pulled by Miss Spencer's heart, who has a forgiving heart, who has a heart of nurturing, who has a heart of being a comforter. And this is what she does with these children daily. Even during the times when she does not feel well, she's still there. When it says Jesus is on the main line, Lakeisha Spencer is on that main line. And Miss Deshaun, I cannot leave her out. I have never in my life seen people to love the children, the wayward children, the children that has been abandoned, the children that has been neglected, the children that's hopeless, the children that's brokenhearted. I've never seen, when the scripture says that God will place his feathers around us, that Psalms 91:4, and protect them, protect us. This is what Little Debbie Second Chance Home does. And I would be less than a person this morning not to recognize my unsung heroes, because it is their hard work, their dedication, their faithfulness, their loyalty. I've always been that type of person too, but when you meet somebody else with the same mindset that can continue to move on day after day no matter what and put self to the side and worry about these children, if they have clothes, if they have enough food to eat, and their living arrangements are immaculate. It's not a run-down, old, dirty place that you all may sit and see in the movies or whatever. The kids, their hair is combed. Everything is very meticulous. So you know what I have to sit and say? But God. But God. See, when you open up and you allow God, the unconditional love that God, when he birthed us, poured into us, he gave us that unconditional love. When you stay steadfast, unmovable, and you continue, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what your situation is, you continue to pour in because you refuse to allow your vision or your dream, whatever you birth, to prematurely die. You continue to put your foot where it just hold on. Just, you know how you holding on to a mule and that mule is just stable and you got to just, you just continue to hold on. This is what I see on a daily. This is what I see on a daily. And I have to tell Miss First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, thank you. Thank you for being the example. Thank you for being the mother of nations. And why I say the mother of nations, because the kids that come through, the sis, they may be Asian, they may be African, they may be Haitian, Americans, whatever. We don't turn them away. We open them just as the prodigal son, when he came. The parable, the father went out and met them. The mothers are going out right now, and they're meeting those kids where they are with open arms and bringing them in and cleaning them up and putting them back in a place of solidarity and putting them back into a place where we can continue to nurture you and feed into you and continue to help you be a better person no matter what your circumstances or your situation is. So I say to you today, Miss Lakeisha Spencer, my first lady, my employer, my confidant, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for allowing God to live through you. Allow his spirit to continue to grow inside of you, and what you're pouring out, it goes out to others, and others are able to grasp it as well. So again, to my unsung hero, I just thank you for being who you are. I thank you for not giving up. I thank you for keep pushing, persevering, and enduring through the wee hours of the morning, through the heat, through the noonday, through dusk, through dawn, and not giving up, but giving these kids an opportunity to know that God is still alive, that God is still with them, hallelujah, and he will never leave them, neither will he forsake them. All they need to do is stay in the place, in his secret place, and know that he will carry them through. So again, I say again, I can never tell you thank you enough. So I'm going to stop right here because I could tell you a thank you a million times. But I want to say to God be the glory. And now I would like to bring on Miss Deshawn, Miss Spencer's sister.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I want to first say happy Heavenly Mother's Day to my mom, who was my hero and is still my hero and made me the person who I am today, me and First Lady. I want to second thank, which Miss Shanita got me all tongue-tied, I'm sorry. But I want to say happy Mother's Day to the motherboard. I really appreciate all your messages. I miss you all. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my sister, yes, who is the mother of all nations. I love you. You do a great job. I do this together with you. It gets tough at times, but we love what we do, and the children are appreciated in their own way. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers at ADM. Hoping you're enjoying your day. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Deshawn, and happy Mother's Day to you as well. And before I turn it over, I cannot let the day go by without wishing my own mother, my rock, my salvation, the woman that has stuck with me through thick and thin. We may not always be on the same page, but one thing that we are on the same page about is our love for God and the unity that he brings between us. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to Miss Ethel Townsend and know that I love you unconditionally, and may God continue to bless you. And my spiritual mother, Mother Helen, I have to send a special shout out to her as well, because she lifts me up as well. They both are the lifter of my head, doing what God instructs them to do that keeps me rooted and grounded. So without further ado, I said that all that I could say, I just wish that you all could have a magnified glass to look inside my heart to know that it's pure and genuine, because you ask God for something, and when you ask him, he'll show you. And he has shown me with just my residency, my time right here with ABM, everything that I need to see to let me know that he is real. So, again, I thank you, First Lady, but we got to sit. We came without an apostle right there with us, that he's right there too. It's not Mother's Day, but I want y'all to know he in the fire right with us when we working day in and day out, giving wisdom, giving knowledge, giving correction. So we have to thank him too. So I am going to turn this segment, this portion over to Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Just know that we love you, we love you, we love you. Turning it over to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen. I don't know if it's raining outside or my eyes just got some water in there. It's one of them first, like that. Thank you. This is Mother's Day, but this has been so touching for me as well. And, you know, before I really get into me and First Lady, I want a person to press one for she could say something on this day as well. And that person is, I want Sister Harris and Sister Nicole Price. They are ones that working with our youth. They are teaching our youth. They are really being spiritual mothers of our youth. So when they get before our youth and begin to teach them something about the Bible or begin to share different things with them about the Bible, they are really being mother figures in the spirit realm pertaining to our youth. Amen. And it's no easy task, and I'm pretty, they understand well of it. So if they are on, I want them to go ahead and press 1 on their phone, and I'm going to go ahead and try to bring them in just for a few seconds. So Sister Harris and also Sister Nicole, if you're on, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. For you to just come on and share something, and just happy Mother's Day to you all as well. Amen. But we just thank God for all of you all, and we just thank God for all the mothers. And, you know, let me let First Lady come on and say something. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, ADM. Happy Mother's Day to all of the women who are on the line and who are listening and who are a part and connected to us in any and every way. It is always a privilege. It is an honor to serve. I thank God for just his unconditional love. And regardless to what role you are in, just know that there is purpose for your life. And I want you all to have a great day and just let it be about you. I have so much in my heart that I want to say, but I'm just going to continue to just let you all know that I love you, and I want you to have a great Mother's Day. Turn it back over to the apostle.
Amen. Amen. Also, I want to go ahead and before I get moved on into something else, I want to go ahead and open up the lines. Let's go ahead and open up the lines. Is anybody on the line? Want to give some Mother's Day shout outs and everything, we want to go ahead and allow you to have the opportunity to do so, and we want you to go ahead and one, if that's any one of you, and if you have not say something but you want to say something, you go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. And if you already pressed 1 on your phone, go ahead and press it again. Amen. Because some of you are already in the hostess from the mothers as y'all was speaking. So you need to come back out of the hostess box and come back in. And that way we can go ahead and put you on in. Amen. Bring you in and know you probably want to say something else. So if you'd like to say something, I want you to leave off this line and hoping you wish you could have said what you were saying, got part, okay? So what happens is I call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. I call the last 4 digits out on your phone number. You can be in it and say what you'd like to say. Amen. Amen. Phone number 3923.
Hi, Pastor. First Lady,
hey,
I just wanted to wish First Lady Happy Mother's Day, and Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and enjoy your day.
Hey,
this is Sister Felicia.
We exactly know who that, know that voice, Sister Felicia. We know that voice. Amen. God bless you, Felicia. So go back to the line. 0186.
Hi, this is Sister Tammy. I am calling. I would like to give God the glory for letting me see another Mother's Day, and for my mom and all the mothers across the world and on this line to say Happy Mother's Day. God bless, and thank you for letting me be a part of ADM. You don't know how much it means to me. Thank you. God bless. Happy Mother's Day.
God bless you. Oh. But that be the boy. Amen. We just continue to love you. God, another one. All you have to do is just press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we will let you go. And we'll let you get in there. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, to celebrate. And it's a blessing to celebrate this day with so many of you. Amen. We just thank God for you. I'm going to go back to the line. God bless you. 5804, you're on.
Hey, this is Brother Angel. Just wishing all the ladies a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy y'all day, and God bless you.
Hey, mothers, let me tell you something. That is a big shout-out right there, because if this brother right here, I'm telling you, he don't say much. And he sent us some shout-out. You all don't touch this brother right here hard. He don't say much at all. God bless you, Brother Adrian. Amen. Phone number 6589. God bless you. You're on.
How you doing? This is Brother Ron. I just wanted to thank you, all you ladies, all you ladies. Sometimes I come to church and I be a little mad, and you mothers, y'all, you feel me. You feel a vibe, and then one of y'all touch me. I don't want you to touch me, but you touch me, you make me smile. And that's on all for all you guys. And I just want to thank you, and God bless all of you. And I want all of you to have a blessed one. And also, I want to send a shout out to Mama Yakor. I know she might not be on this line, but I know she can hear me. Thank you, guys, and for things you do. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Rod. Brother showing up. That's what I'm talking about. Where you at, brother? Amen. God bless you. 0470. God bless you.
Good morning, baby.
There you
good
go.
Good morning. This is Deborah. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone. Everyone be safe and enjoy your day.
Man, God bless you, Sister Deborah. Man, that's a fighter. That's a fighter right there. Amen. God bless you. 1480. God bless you. You're on.
God bless you. God bless you, ADM.
Bishop.
God bless you, First Lady, and all of the mothers of ADM and all of the mothers. I just called to say happy, happy Mother's Day, and continue to pray for us, because men like me are still living off of mother's prayer. So mothers, don't stop praying and just stay with the Lord and have the best day, because you are blessed and highly favored. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Do all that. Our bishop, amen. Spiritual father, amen. And we send our, sorry, First Lady, she had to correct me, our spiritual father, amen. And also the First Lady, our First Lady, spiritual father, we send her, Mr. Davis, a birthday as well for the whole ADM family. We send out Mother's Day shout out as well. Amen. It's a blessing, you all. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to have some true peoples in your corner. It's a blessing to have true individuals that are in your corner. And it's always a blessing to have a true mother in your corner. Amen. And I want to just give a special shout out to all you true mothers. Amen. That is represented. I want to just tell you, you just keep on keeping on, and you keep on pushing on. Because at the end of the day, if it have not been any other situation that you have not seen greater in your life, this situation, that COVID, this pandemic, these situations that happen, amen? Some of you mothers, amen, don't watch your children don't transition on. Some of you don't watch family members don't transition on. Some of you don't have mothers and you don't watch them transition on. But one thing I could truly say, by you still here living on a legacy, by you still here keep living on the dreams, and if you are a mother and you don't watch your seeds don't transition, by you still here able to pour into something, someone else's seed, and pour into somebody else, amen, you have something to shout about. Many of you, you still have something to shout about, because not only your mother that don't push through, not only your mother that don't endure through, but you're a mother that no survive through a pandemic. Can somebody just this morning just give a shout out to yourself? And I want a mother just recognize yourself. You don't recognize everybody else. You don't praise God for everybody else. You don't serve God and you don't thank God and you don't sum up prayers for everybody else. But I want you to just take a minute and look your own self in your mirror and look your own self up, my God Almighty. And I want you to just take a minute and praise God for yourself. Because at the end of the day, a true mother, they really don't take time out to celebrate them. They make sure everybody else is good, the house is good, the family is good. They make sure the children is good, food on the table. They worry about everybody else, but they don't take a minute to think about their self and think about when they look back over their life. Can I tell that to somebody? I felt that one right there. Amen. When you look back over your life and take a minute and just say where God done brought you from. Can a mother this morning just take a minute and just say, I just give God the glory. Because when I look back over my life and see where God done broke me from and seen what God done did. I'm talking about a mother done took 50 cents and made a meal. I'm talking about a mother didn't know where the next meal gonna come, but they had something in their belly that is called perseverance. Amen. And they kept on pressing on. They kept on praising on. Can somebody, can I get some brothers? Can I get some children? Can somebody just help us to celebrate? Amen. God-given women, God-given mothers, that at the end of the day, they probably felt like throwing in a towel, but they say, I can't throw in a towel. They refuse to throw in a towel. At the end of the day, sickness probably took over their body, but they still had a prayer in their bellies for you. Can somebody just thank God for mothers? Can somebody just thank God for the grandmothers? Amen. You know you was doing everything you could do underneath the sun, but at the end of the day, like Mother Helen said, they still had a prayer that, my God, you're going to save my daughter. You're going to save my child. Can somebody just thank God for life? I just dare somebody to praise God with me, because at the end of the day, if it have not been for God, can I tell somebody something? My God, can I let your brothers know for a second? You can't handle pain like a mother can handle. Even though we might be strong, even though we could probably have a tough outside, but one thing that a mother could do that a brother cannot step up to the plate, you can't handle the pain like a mother can have, because a mother have the pain when they carry the seed for 9 months. Then they got to go through the pressing. Then they got to go through the pushing, my God, the child out. Then the pain of ups and downs and the disappointment. Then the worriation, amen, about the family and carrying on the burden. Matter of fact, can I take out to some hands to some other mothers? I'm talking about some mothers, you might not birth them, but you're still carrying on the job. You might not give birth to them in the doctor's room, but you're still holding on to the responsibility. I just want somebody to just have an old-fashioned praise break, like the mother say.
That's what it's at. That's what it's at. My soul get happy when I think about you. My soul get happy when I think about the Lord.
Going to stop, because I don't think they really want to praise God for the mother. And I don't think it's any mothers on the line want to praise God for themselves, because at the end of the day, you know, my God Almighty, you had underlying health issues and this pandemic could have took you out. Baby, you better give God a praise from life. If you're up in age, my God Almighty, and you're still living, Mother Helen said something to me this morning. He said, Pastor, I've opened up my eyes. That's good enough. And I'm thinking, God, if you own this line and you got your eyes and you're very alert, you might as well thank God, because at the end of the day, you might not have what you want to, but I thank God for life. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. Can some mother just praise God for that? Can you praise God that you done made it through some valleys, you done came over some rivers, and you done came through some things, amen, and you can give God a praise. At the end of the day, he have not forgot about me. So I'm going to praise God. I dare somebody go and praise him for 30.
get out of here, you all, because I want you to go ahead and give your mothers, if you got mothers that is living, give them their flowers while they yet live, amen, because at the end of the day, when they transition on, that is it, amen, I want you to give them flowers, amen. If you got some animosity, if you got some drama that going on, amen, baby, throw that stuff away, because at the end of the day, God gave you one mother. I want to tell some cheerers on this line, at the end of the day, you might not like what they do, how they discipline you, how they got to correct you. At the end of the day, you only got one mother. So you might as well put that drummer to the side, save it for somebody else, and praise God that at the end of the day, my mother's still here. I just got to get, let me knock this stuff off, because I got to thank God for who he is. Listen, I'm going to get out of here and let you guys go ahead and just give God the thanks and give him the praise. Listen, families and friends, ADM, I want to speak to all the auxiliaries, my God almighty, on tomorrow at 8 p.m. on our meeting line. Amen. I want all the auxiliaries that you're over auxiliary, please be on tomorrow at 8 p.m. Amen. I just want to continue to give God his praise, you all, and we want to continue to love him and continue to lift him up, because at the end of the day, my God, when you take a look back over your life, can I speak to somebody, amen, and just say, but God, I got to leave this right here, and I'm going to leave this, my God, right here on this floor, and all we're going to say is, but God, when you think about your mother, but God, when you think about where he done brought you from, but God, when you look at your life, even if your mother don't transition on over, you can just take a look, my God almighty, what they done instilled in you, and all you can say, but God, can somebody, my God, as we get out and say peace to our families and friends all over the world, my God, but listen, I'm sorry, I just been interrupted by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost told me to speak to somebody. This might be off of the Mother Day praise break, but I want to speak to somebody, my God, that it's going to be a miracle, that it's going to happen. Oh, I feel it. Oh, Jesus, I don't know who this for, but I want to tell somebody that it's going to be a miracle that's going to happen in your life this week. Can I tell somebody else? Oh, my goodness, my God. I want to let somebody else know that that devil that you done been fighting on yesterday, that spirit that been in your life, I want to let somebody know, baby, it is over, and you finna get ready to see, my God, the manifestation that is over. Oh, my God, can somebody just praise God? I don't know who, my God, been praying for a miracle. My God, matter of fact, God say, son, get a little persistent with it. Well, this person that been praying for a miracle, you need God to do something in your body. You need him to work it out. And the doctor said it ain't much more they could do with you. But God says, I heard your prayers, and I'm going to step on in, and I'm going to let you know that I am Alpha and Omega. My God, I feel a praise. My God, I still feel it in my belly. Go ahead and praise them, because I don't know who this person is, but we want to thank God for who they are. Y'all go ahead and
you can tell it and be that's what he's done.
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 He changed my soul.
That's what he's done.
And it made me.
I tell somebody else, I don't know, can I tell somebody else, I think somebody else, your financial bank account status done changed. My God, what I mean by that, well, what I mean by that and what the Holy Ghost and the Lord mean by that, you know how your finance was in the struggle in your bank account, you was in the struggle, God says no longer you're going to be in the struggle right now. If that's you, you already know that's you. You can look in your bank account right now and see that it's already changed. And God says, just let you know, it's not because I'm using my son right now to talk about blessings and talk about what I've done. He said all he is doing right now is just talking about your accomplishment. You don't accomplish, my God almighty, what I don't prophesize, what I don't said into your life. You don't accomplish that I told you that I'm going to turn your financial situation around, that I told you that I'm going to get ready to reestablish things in your life. I told you and I gave you instructions, says God, to keep walking and keep the instruction and keep the faith and stay focused. And God said, because you did that, my God almighty, you will not see another day broke, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to worry no more, because everything that I got for you. It is for you. And I want to let you know, whoever this individual is here, God told me to tell you a well, good job. You keep working. You keep pressing. My good and faithful, I feel a praise.
God. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what it's done. That's what it's done. One more time.
My God, I see five of you by the end of June. By the end of June, you're going to come into your new place. Amen. Not only are you going into a new place, it's God. It is already needed. It's already time because you're going to go into a new place with a new attitude, with a new mindset, and with my God Almighty. Everything in your life is going to be new. Somebody need to just go ahead and type new. My God, if that ain't my God, even if it might not be you, just thank God for the new overflow. God, what you're pouring out on their life, I thank God for the new. It's a new me. It's a new time. It's a new walk. It's a new movement. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, through the midst of this pandemic, God, the me new. I'm not the same that I used to be. I'm new. I got to go, y'all. I got to get out of here. Listen, you can't help me. I just been wrapped up in the spirit of the Lord for some time. We've been dealing with some issues, but I'm glad to celebrate, my God. On one Sunday, my God, we was in the midst of one situation, but on this Sunday, we giving God a praise in the midst of our living room. Jesus, I had to holler. Y'all just excuse me for a second, because if you know what God done did in my life, and not only my life, what God done did for my wife, I got to praise him. I got to lift him up. That's why I thank him. Is anybody this morning, my God Almighty, got to give God a praise? I got to thank him. I got to lift him up. Let me tell you something. It's nothing, my God Almighty, like serving the God, faithful and humble, because when he show up, he may not come when you want him, but one thing I could truly say, he will show up right on time. Can I just pray? I got to pray. I got to go. I got to go. My God Almighty, when I say God is good, he is good. When I say he's faithful, he's faithful. It ain't no games. If you ain't fully saved, baby, get fully saved. If you ain't fully sold out, baby, get fully sold out. Because there's going to be some things in life that might knock at your door. And only thing you could say but God. Only thing you could do is but God. You don't want to be in a place where you got to repent all over again. You don't want to be in a place where you got to ask for forgiveness all over again. You don't want to be in a place that you got to reap some crazy seeds that you don't sow them in one season. You want to be in a place with God that everything that you say, God will honor it. God will come off the throne. God will do it on your behalf. You might be in a good place where God done bless you right now. But baby, let me tell you, brother, let me tell you, I'm telling you, you still give God a praise. You still be sold out, because you never know when things may come up and you need God to be hold on to his word and hold on to what he say. I just want to thank him. I just want to give him glory. I'm finna go, y'all, but I got to praise God, because we closing out some things. Me and my wife got to close out some things. I want to close out some things with you and just give God a praise. I want to lift him. I want to thank him. I want to give him the glory. I can't do nothing but say but God. I can't do nothing but say God, I thank you. I can't do nothing but say that you are faithful. I can't do nothing but give you a yes. I got to.
He changed my soul. And it made me whole. He delivered me. He brought me out. He changed my walk. He changed my talk. He gave me new life. He gave me new strength. That's what he does. So glad.
got to get out of here. God is so good. God is so faithful. I'm telling you right now, stop playing games. You thank him and lift him up. When God said it, it is so. When he said he's going to do it, he will do it. If he said that's what it is, that's what it is. I want to pray for somebody and just speak hope to you. Don't you let go. Don't you throw in the towel. And if God said yay, that's all it is. It's yay. Don't get discouraged. Stay focused and keep your eyes on him. I'm telling you that he will see you through. I'm not saying it from a place just from a Bible. I'm not saying it from a place because I'm saved. I'm saying it from a place of experience. And I'm saying it from a place because when it says eyes have not seen, no ears have not heard, it's not a place of quotation. It's a place of true experience. It's a place that I know that it's real without a shadow of doubt. I thank God for you all. And I thank God for you all, ADM family. And it's a blessing. And it can today brought a refreshing unto my pastoralship. You make me love. Mothers, you make me love to continue to pastor. Through the midst of the pandemic, to hear you all voice and to hear you all still together. This is a true family that is undeniable, hands down, that truly, genuine, have a heart after God. No matter who you are, no matter what kind of condition a person could be, one thing that you cannot and you won't be able to judge, the level of heart that they have from God, because that's something that deals with within that individual. That's not something to deal with your inspection, because your inspection could be off. But a true love individual that got a heart from the love for God, they're going to keep the things of God connected to them, regardless of whatever life courses may take them. And today, I want to let the ADM family know, I love you all. We thank you all. You make me want to keep pushing, keep fighting, to continue to pastor. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing to see many of you just on and holding and praising and thanking God spiritually. That's what God loves. Thank God for all our families and listeners all over the world for staying connected, staying in tune. You're the one that give us a job to keep ministering to. We thank God for you all. Bless you all. God bless you. Give your mothers flowers while they yet live. God bless you.